There are three types of leather glove that have different dinim as far as tumah and tara. So tzadichai v'o tamei medris. The leather gloves that are worn by those that trap wild animals and birds is makabel tumas medris. It's considered miyuchad l'shechiva. The reason being is that those that go out into the forest to trap chayes v'ofos, they sleep there in the forest and they take off their gloves and sleep on them. So they're considered miyuchad l'shechiva. They're used for lying on them, and they're makabel tumas medris. Shachagavin tamei tmei meis. The leather gloves that are worn by those that catch locusts and grasshoppers would become an avatumah if it came into contact with a mace. As is considered a kli, so therefore it's makabel tumah. But it's not makabel tumah smeders, since those that go out to catch grasshoppers and locusts don't sleep in the forest, therefore they don't sleep on these gloves, so they're not meyichud l'shechiva, and they're not makabel tumah smeders. The shalkayatzin tar miklum. The leather gloves that are worn by those that take fruit to dry them out. Kayatzin is dried figs. They take these fruits to lay them out, to dry in the sun. These leather gloves are just worn to protect their hands from thorns and from getting dirty from the fruit. So it's not considered a kli since the leather glove is just used to protect their hands, so therefore it's completely tar. It's not a kabel tumah at all. There are three types of hair covering worn by women. They have different dinim as far as tumah and tar. So yalda tmeya tumas medr. A hair covering worn by a young woman is makabel tumas medr. Would become an avatum if a zavrazava would sit on it, as it's considered miyuchad l'shechiva, even though it's a hair covering, but she also uses it to put it underneath her when she goes to sleep. As a hair covering of a yalda is made of a soft material that's comfortable to sleep on, so it has a dual usage, so it's considered miyuchad l'shechiva, and would become tamei medras. Shalzkena tmeya tmei mix. The hair covering worn by an older woman is also considered a clay, and therefore it would become an avatuma if it came into contact with a mix. But it's not considered meyuchad l'shechiva and would not become tamei medras. And the hair covering of an older woman is made of a more firm material, so therefore it's not comfortable to sleep on. They don't sleep on their hair covering, so therefore it would not become tamei medras. Bishal yoytzitz l'chutz tahira miklo. A hair covering that's worn by a woman that is going out. This is a small piece of cloth that she wears on top of her already covered hair. This piece of cloth, since it doesn't actually cover her hair, it's just a piece of cloth worn on a hair covering, is not considered a kli, and therefore it's completely tar. It would not become tamei at all. Now the Baal Tanur brings a different shot for Yosef L'chutz. It's referring to a zona that wears a very small hair covering that doesn't cover her entire hair, so therefore it's not considered a kli, and it would not become tamei. The third shot that the Rav brings for Yosef L'chutz, the hair covering that is torn and most of the hair comes out from the hair covering, so therefore it's no longer considered a kli and would be completely torn.